We have a quite unusual Latin Roots for you today. We're going to get a chance to talk with Josh Norick from the Latin Alternative about something that I think a lot of Anglos are, myself included, completely unaware of. It's about the relationship between Morrissey, the singer Morrissey, and his fans in Mexico and Latin fans all over the world, Josh?
Indeed, especially Mexico. This has a very soft spot for Morrissey. He even did a song called Mexico a couple years back.
Well, tell me about this. When did you become aware of it?
Well, David, I first became aware of the Latino obsession with Morrissey back in 2002. I had just moved from New York to Los Angeles, and I was the publicist for Jaguares, who were Mexico's biggest rock band at the time. And at the time, Morrissey and Jaguares were sharing a double bill, which in Los Angeles I thought would be the great clash of civilization with, you know, pasty-faced artsy white kids mixing with a Latin rock crowd. And I was completely wrong. The audience at the Arrowhead Pond Arena in Anaheim was 99% Mexican. I mean, you would see this fascinating cultural phenomenon of, you know, 300-pound cholos who looked like gangsters who were crying when Morrissey was on stage, and then they'd be pumping their fists when the Mexican rock group Jaguares took the stage. And I even remember Spin magazine calling me for tickets to the show, not realizing that Morrissey was the opening act and Jaguares was the headliner. It was very hard for Anglos to get their heads around just how Latino of an audience Morrissey has in America. And, you know, I'd say if Morrissey were to release a new solo album today in the United States, probably about 80% of the people who'd buy it would be U.S. Latinos. And I say that as someone whose office was once hired to do Latino marketing for a Morrissey album.
Wow, that's just absolutely amazing. And that has led to this album called Mextracy?
Indeed. As the name implies, Mextracy is a new all-star project from Mexico that pays homage to Morrissey, you know, the depressive British solo artist and leader of 80s mope rockers, The Smiths. And, you know, David, I think a lot of Latino youth relate to Morrissey's sense of alienation in his lyrics. I mean, Morrissey himself was an outsider, an Irish kid growing up in Manchester, England. And in a lot of ways, he's been adopted by U.S. Latinos, especially on the West Coast and Southwest among Mexicans and Mexican Americans. And so Mextracy is led by Camilo Lara, who is also the instigator of a group called Mexican Institute of Sound. I mean, this guy has a fascinating double life. For many years, he was the president of the major label EMI in Latin America. And he, to this day, now he runs an indie label called Cassette or Cassette. And he put this project together. It features members of a lot of other major Latin rock bands.
Well, you recently talked with him, and perhaps we could hear a little bit about what he has to say about this phenomenon.
Yeah, let's listen to the man himself, Camilo Lara, on where the idea for Mextracy came from.
The whole idea came out because obviously, like, there's a weird connection between Morrissey and Mexico in a fascinating way. Like, he's an immigrant. He's from Ireland, and he went to the mainland, and he lived in Manchester for a long time. Also, like, a part of the immigrants, in especially in California, like, they develop this fascination for Morrissey, and probably what I'm saying is something pretty obvious to most of the people. So I decided to make visible those links between Mexico and Morrissey. And I also thought there's a big connection between Juan Gabriel and Morrissey. I decided to reinvent and to give birth to a different meaning to the songs of Morrissey in a cumbia, mariachi, bolero, all different kind of styles with a super group from Mexican musicians.
Camilo Lara on the Mextracy collection and phenomenon, and we're going to be able to hear some of that today as we talk with Josh Norick. This is his pick for Latin Roots today. And tell me about the whole album. What's it like? Is it more like Morrissey, or is it more like what you might expect from Latin music?
Well, it's a very Mexicanized Morrissey. No, it does not sound just like Morrissey being sung in Spanish. They really added a lot of elements of mariachi horns and ranchera music with, yes, the music of Morrissey. And from what I was told, they decided not to cover the Smiths, but specifically Morrissey's solo work. I believe it might have been rights issues, but, you know, I'm a fan of Morrissey too, so I love this record, and it's probably going to be, I would say, the most played record for us on the Latin Alternative, at least for the first half of the year.
What do you want to play?
I thought we could start things with International Playgirl. And this is a mariachi horn-driven reworking of Morrissey's 1992 single, The Last of the Famous International Playboys. The gender roles are switched here, with female vocals sung by Ceci Bastida, who was the vocalist for a pioneering Mexican punk group back in the day called Tijuana No. And I have to admit, I actually like this version, especially when the horns kick in, even more than the original Morrissey version.
Perfeccionado, no puedo parar.
International Playgirl, a reworking of the last of the famous International Playboys, Morrissey song on the Mexrissy collection. And Josh Norick is here playing tracks from this today. Yeah, that is something you would not expect. And so this album is, are people going to get their Morrissey fix from this? People who love Morrissey and are Spanish speakers, is this going to resonate more so than, say, Morrissey on his own would?
I don't know. I think it's an interesting thing. It's a very eclectic record. I do think Latino Morrissey fans are gonna like the sort of tongue-in-cheek irreverence, but I think this is a record that, you know, non-Latinos as well can embrace. They're gonna recognize the songs, and you know, it's got a little kitsch appeal, I'm not gonna lie, but I just find these arrangements with the brass just great. They think a lot of people hear it, and they're like, what is this?
Any word on what Morrissey thinks?
I would love to know. I heard it supposedly has his blessing.
No, that's great. Well, here, let's hear another. What else do you wanna play?
I thought we could listen to Estuvo Bien. This is a cover of Morrissey's Suede Head from the 1988 album Viva Hate. And Suede Head was always one of those classic moody yet melodic Morrissey singles. And what I like about this Mexrissy version is that they preserved that melancholy melodicism but Mexicanized it. And the vocals here are sung by Jay de la Cueva of a popular Mexican parody rock group called Moderato. But I think this time around, he plays pretty respectful homage to Morrissey.
Estuvo bien, pero estuvo bien.
Estuvo Bien from the Mextracy collection. You may know that as Suede Head in the Anglo version, in the Morrissey version, as we're listening to a couple things from this Mextracy disc. Josh, this is absolutely fascinating, and it's kind of a little window here. That is fantastic to know about this.
No, I'm glad to bring it to your attention. I know a lot of World Cafe folks love the Smiths and Morrissey, and a lot of them love Latin music. I thought, why not combine the two?
Why not, indeed. Josh Norick, our guest, and it's all about Mextracy today on Latin Roots on the World Cafe.